So oftentimes we have allowed ourselves, especially our human customs and culture, to hold us back from truly believing and changing our life in order to love Jesus. So many times, my brothers and sisters, I see in the Vietnamese culture, especially the Vietnamese Catholic cultures, where people say, this is how we've always done things. This is how this is supposed to be done. But yet, it's not according to the teaching of the church or the teaching of the scripture, but how other people have been doing things. And they're very adamant and sometimes can get very negative and protective and defensive toward those smaller traditions and customs and cultural aspects that they do not allow themselves to see beyond the pride and the humanity that's there. Each and every one of us must ask ourselves the same question. Am I allowing myself to be conformed to Christ, or am I asking Christ to conform to me and whatever my liking, my heritage, my culture, my custom, my desire, my like, my wants to be? My brothers and sisters, St. Stephen, today what we have heard in the first reading, conformed himself to the truth, and that's why he spoke with the freedom and the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, that his opponents cannot go against him. They hated him, they disliked him, but they cannot rebuke him, so they chose to silence him. At times too, we will be silenced. At times too, we will be hurt, rejected, abandoned, and pushed out because of the truth. But we must not lose heart. Just like in the gospel reading today, who is nourishing us? When we receive the body of Christ, will Christ nourish us? Will we receive strength and love from him? Or are we holding back and worrying about what other people think of us? May we die to any human aspects, anything that do not make sense, and anything that we have created that stand in our way, so that we can truly have that freedom in Christ Jesus, speaking the truth, allowing the truth to set us free, and bringing other people toward him as well.